In our view, it's hard to reconcile much of this week's price action, especially the parts where risk assets were trying to rally. If we look at all the messages out there, with the exception of one, it would seem stocks should be lower and the US dollar should be wanting to make a comeback. Of course, we will concede that the one exception is a big one, that being Jerome Powell's words earlier this week at the reconfirmation hearing, where he was decidedly less hawkish than all of the other signs. But the reality is that this was not an official monetary policy communication, and we have a hard time putting much more weight behind the words when every other Fed official on the wires has been singing a much more hawkish tune, one that also aligns with the Fed minutes from the other week. Even the always dovish Fed Brainard was out this week talking higher inflation, and the inflation data itself was at multi-decade highs this week, with core components even exceeding already elevated expectations. The takeaway here being that the Fed really isn't in a position to be ignoring inflation of this magnitude as much as it might want to. This means a slew of rate hikes in 2022 and a much less attractive stock market for investors. And remember, stocks have yet to undergo what is already a well overdue correction many years in the making. We also think coronavirus fallout on the global economy has yet to be properly assessed and will only make the outlook that much more challenging. And so, as the week comes to a close, we think the balance of risk is more tilted towards expecting limited upside in stocks and limited additional downside in the US dollar. Key standouts on today's calendar come from UK GDP, industrial production and construction output, Eurozone trade, and US reads highlighted by retail sales, industrial production, business inventories, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.